Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. With almost daily pronouncements by the media and federal and state governments reflecting changing attitudes towards marijuana usage, I've asked my next guest to come back to the show to give us an update on the political and investment environment for companies involved in the selling of marijuana. His name is Jason Spadafora, and he is the self-titled Wolf of Weed Street, and he's got a website and blog at wolfofweedstreet.com. Welcome back to the show, Jason.
Hey, Steve, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, 23 states and D.C. have now legalized marijuana for medical use, and Washington and Colorado have legalized it for responsible adult recreational use. Are there any more states with marijuana legislation on the books?
Yeah, sure. You have Alaska, you have Oregon, you've got Washington. I mean, it's spreading all over the place. Delaware just put something on the book. Mm-hmm. You know, Florida is ramping up, and, you know, we expect to see a couple new states in the next year or so, or less.
So it's a movement that seems to have its own innate momentum that I guess it's starting to get wider acceptance amongst the population.
Yeah, I mean, look, the conversation and the polling data, you know, all say that people aren't looking at marijuana as, you know, they did 50 years ago. You know, it's not that taboo of a subject.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at the end of the day, if there's the ability to profit from it, people are going to get in, you know, states are going to try and, you know, tax it and regulate it and make their fees. And, you know, then you're going to have a whole swarm of potrepreneurs, so to speak, spring up.
If you promise not to use that kind of terminology, I promise not to use phrases like it's spreading like a weed, that type of thing. Okay, is that a deal?
Deal.
In Colorado alone, in the first 4 months of 2015, they brought in $40 million in new taxes, which I think was up from a much, I forget the number, but considerably higher than the previous year, and going to be higher and higher because they can track revenues. That's really the money you're talking about as the incentive for a lot of these states to pick up on this?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, the incentive is for the tax purposes, but then there's this intrinsic value. You know, basically, you decriminalize marijuana, so now you're not incarcerating people for marijuana, you're giving them fines. So, you know, I'm sure they're also doing well on possession fines and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, and basically, straight down the line, it just causes a massive ripple.
Yeah. I guess they're not arresting as many people. Their jails are not filled with these people as well. So there's cost savings on that side as well.
Yep, 100%.
Now, I noticed that the Obama administration just made a major announcement with regard to look to the research around marijuana for medical purposes. Tell us about that.
Well, I mean, look, basically marijuana is classified as a Schedule I drug.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is in a group of other Schedule I drugs like crystal meth, LSD, and mushrooms. Yet on Schedule II, you've got like cocaine, heroin, and oxycodone.
So it's higher than heroin?
Yeah, it's higher than heroin.
Wow.
And, you know, the data that has just been coming out and the people that have been speaking out about it, about the benefits for pain, for, you know, treating everything from PTSD to Crohn's disease, you know, it can't be buried any longer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the decision from the Obama administration is just a common sense decision because, look, cannabis has been used for thousands of years. I mean, it's a plant. You know, it's not a chemical. I mean, there are more people die from being prescribed Oxycontin than marijuana. I mean, nobody dies from marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
So, what can you do?
Well, you know, I will tell you that there is going to be some of those who say that many of these pronouncements are economically driven because someone stands to benefit from the sale and distribution of these. So, you know, it can paint a positive picture where perhaps none or very little exists. Do you see that going on at all, or do you see all this as truly legitimate?
Yeah, I mean, look, I see it going on, and I see it as truly legitimate. You know, like I said before, there's the ability to profit, more people will get in. I mean, we're creating a new marketplace. You know, we're adding another vertical to the GDP.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the rate of growth as it stands is faster than smartphones.
Yeah. Well, I know sales must be booming. There's no question about that. As a matter of fact, you know, anecdotally, I hear people tell me that since the banks they're not allowed to hold the cash or these profits, that these companies are not allowed to have bank accounts in the state of Colorado. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You know, I just have this image of Brinks trucks driving from place to place. I don't know where they're putting the money, but I kind of get a picture of Breaking Bad comes to mind, you know, where they've got all these storage units with plats full of cash lining up. What are they doing with all that money anyway?
Well, I mean, this is, you know, the ripple effect that I was talking about. So because banking is such a big issue, you see companies, these ancillary companies springing up and providing these services. So there's actually a company that will hold on to your cash, they will put it in their vault, and they will basically act as a bank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of people keeping these huge piles of money, you know, on hand, which, you know, makes them a target or puts them at risk for theft or whatever, there are companies out there that are basically just vaults. So yeah, I mean, it's really interesting, you know, like the types of companies that are springing up because of this. But then also what you see, back to that ripple effect, is because people have all these huge amounts of money on hand, so what do you do with it?
Yeah.
You know, what can you buy that, you know, will give you a nice return and, you know, is historically something that people always want? And that's land. So what people are doing is they're funneling these profits into real estate, whether it be commercial or, mm-hmm. you know.
And things are booming in Colorado, I can tell you that.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, you know, the price per square foot is, you know, has like quintupled.
Yeah. Investment-wise, looking at the many stocks that trade in this area, many of them are penny stocks. And I know that the market was very hot for a while and then has really cooled off quite a bit. What do you make of that now? Are there finally companies that seem to be actually earning real revenues directly from the sale? Because I know before when we spoke, there were companies that were earning money, but they were on the paraphernalia, the pipes and other things, you know, that were sold alongside. But what about direct sales of marijuana? Are there companies earning revenues from that? Are there any companies out there, don't necessarily mention the name, but any companies that are actually becoming known as legitimate companies?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the companies that are touching the plant, you know, growing and distributing, I mean, all those are in Canada, and many of those companies are available in the United States on the OTC.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, look, there's definitely a marketplace. You know, there's a place for traders, there's a place for investors. Biotech still remains the safest bet. You know, you've got two very big biotechs, you know, that their market caps are over $1 billion each, respectively. And they're doing very well. The biggest issue that we see with Wolf of Weed Street and MarijuanaStocks.com is that as this sector emerges, you know, more companies want to get into it. So what we see is, you know, you've got the legitimate companies. Let's say there's 50 legitimate companies. Well, then you've got like another 100 companies that really don't have their act together and just have a vision or a theoretical product.
Or a well-written press release.
Or a well-written press release. And what that is doing is trapping investors into these stocks and basically, you know, pulling the liquidity out of the market. And it's having a ripple effect throughout, you know, the entire sector if you wait it. So I think what needs to happen is that there needs to kind of be a culling of these stocks. And it's something that, you know, we are actually working on at MarijuanaStocks.com. Because, I mean, look, at the end of the day, you know, we want to see the sector prosper, but you know, we have to get rid of some of these clowns in the process.
Okay, so wolfofweedstreet.com is one area, one resource, and marijuanastocks.com is another. Final question. I also understand that prices for, let's say, an eighth of an ounce or an ounce of pot are actually coming down quite a bit. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. You know, free market at work.
So what kind of numbers are we seeing here?
You know, we're seeing the price per eighth, you know, where an eighth would cost you like $65, mm-hmm. going down to 50, sometimes 40. You know, we just see competition.
Yeah.
Because you're seeing a lot of people, you know, initially everybody wanted to get a dispensary and everybody wanted to get, you know, a grow.
Yeah.
And now that's not such a viable option because of the way that they're taxed. And also because of the issue they're having with the IRS, because they can't make many of the deductions a normal business would make.
Wow.
And it's hurting a lot of these people that got into it. You know, people ask me all the time, they're like, well, I've got $2 million, you know, I'm going to buy a dispensary. And I'm like, why?
Uh-huh. Well, it just shows that they don't really understand the market, right?
Yeah, 100%. You know, people just think that you put money in, that it's like an ATM and more money comes out.
Yeah.
You know, it's very complicated in this gray area until it becomes federally legal and while we're still in Schedule I classification.
My guest, Jason Spadafora, the so-called Wolf of Weed Street. Also, you can find more information at marijuanastocks.com. And to hear the segment again, and for more information and to start and join the conversation, go to onthemoneyradio.org. Thanks for spending the time with us, Jason.
Thanks, Steve. Always a pleasure.
You're listening to On the Money with certified financial planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.